Welcome to Street Talk, how to speak and understand American slang. If you're a native speaker, you're about to be made aware of just how much slang and colloquialisms you actually use on a daily basis, and just how ludicrous and hilarious some of these really are. If you're a non-native speaker, it's important to note that America really is a bilingual country, in that we speak, one, English, and two, slang, and a lot of it. But don't be scared of it. Slang is colorful, fun, and the only way you'll ever become part of our culture and fully understand movies, books, television, and just conversations between native-born Americans. On this tape, we're going to explore first colloquialisms and then slang. Colloquialisms are how we speak, such as contractions and shortcuts in speech, which are essential when passing for a native speaker. And slang is what we speak, such as the actual words we use. For example, the following phrase is simply standard American English.
If he does not quit it and stop bothering me, I am going to get angry.
Again, colloquialisms are how we speak. Now here's the same phrase again, pronounced colloquially.
If he doesn't quit it and stop bothering me, I'm gonna get angry.
And now the same phrase pronounced colloquially and using slang terms in place of standard American English words.
If he doesn't knock it off and stop bugging me, I'm gonna lose it.
Believe it or not, that's the same phrase you just heard, but transformed into slang. And by the way, that slang phrase would be understood by any native-born American. Each chapter is broken down identically. First, you'll be presented with a dialogue in slang. Then on the opposite page, you'll find a translation of that dialogue in standard English. The next page is a special page in that it offers the dialogue in slang as it would actually be heard. This is an extremely important page because a common complaint from non-native speakers is that they can't understand the way Americans speak because of the constant use of colloquialisms, contractions, and shortcuts. Since the dialogues you're about to hear will be spoken by native-born Americans, you'll notice the constant use of these colloquialisms. To hear these dialogues as they will actually be spoken, see the section at the beginning of each lesson that says, Dialogue in Slang as it would be heard. Okay, let's begin. Lesson 1. At school. Anne joins Peggy, who seems totally out of it.
You seem really pissed off. What's up?
Just get out of my face, would you?
Chill out. What's eating you anyway?
Sorry. It's just that I think I blew the final, and now my parents are going to get all bent out of shape. I, like, totally drew a blank on everything.
Well, now you're really going to freak out when I tell you who aced it. What's her face? The one who always kisses up to the teacher.
Jennifer Davies? Give me a break. I can't stand her. She's such a dweeb. How could she possibly ace it when she keeps cutting class all the time?
She's the teacher's pet, that's why. Besides, he's so laid back, he lets her get away with it. She just really rubs me the wrong way. And you know what? I think she's got the hots for him, too.
Get out of here!
I'm dead serious. Yesterday, before class starts, she walks up to Mr. Edwards' desk and goes, Good morning, Jim.
Oh, gag me. She's totally gross.
One of the biggest complaints I hear from students studying any language who go to the country where that particular language is spoken is that it's always hard to understand, even after studying the language for many years. The reason is simple. In just about every language, the native speakers use a great deal of contractions and shortcuts in their speech. This use of contractions and shortcuts are called colloquialisms, as you heard in the beginning of this tape. That's what we're going to look at right now, commonly used contractions or colloquialisms. There are quite a few of them, but don't worry, you'll be hearing them throughout this tape, so you'll begin to feel comfortable with them in no time at all. Here are some of the most common colloquialisms. For example, in colloquial American English, and becomes apostrophe N. Therefore, a phrase like, Do you know Tom and Janet? Becomes,
Do you know Tom and Janet?
Here's some other commonly used contractions that begin on page 14 of your book. R is contracted to apostrophe R.
My parents are on vacation.
Are you becomes, Yeah.
Where are you going?
Because becomes, Cuz.
I don't like her because she's mean.
Can becomes, Can.
I can be there in 1 hour.
Come is contracted to come.
Come over to our house around 9 o'clock.
Could have becomes coulda, and could not have becomes couldna.
You coulda hurt yourself. He couldn't have done it.
Did you becomes didja.
Did you eat yet?
By the way, the phrase, did you eat yet, is commonly pronounced, jit yet? Does she becomes does she.
Does she speak English?
Don't know becomes dunno.
I don't know where you live.
For becomes fur.
He works for my father.
Give me becomes gimme.
Gimme that.
By the way, that's extremely popular in common speech. Going to becomes gonna.
I'm gonna give him a present.
By the way, when followed by a vowel, gonna is commonly heard as gonna.
I'm going to invite her to the party.
Goodbye becomes goodbye.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Got to becomes gotta.
I gotta give him a present.
By the way, when followed by a vowel, gotta is commonly heard as gotta.
I gotta invite her to my party.
Had better becomes better.
You better leave right now.
Have to becomes have to.
I have to go home immediately.
He becomes E, or apostrophe E.
Who is he?
He, she, has becomes he, she, as, or apostrophe A-S.
He has a house at the beach.
Her becomes or apostrophe E-R.
This is her house.
Him becomes M, or apostrophe I-M.
I like him a lot.
His becomes is, or apostrophe I-S.
What's his name?
How did you becomes howja.
How'd you make that?
How do you becomes howdya.
How do you do it?
How does becomes how's.
How's she feel today?
In front of becomes in front of.
I parked in front of the house.
The ending ing becomes in apostrophe.
I'm going to the store.
Is that becomes is that.
Is that your new car?
Just becomes just, or J-U-S apostrophe.
Just get it later.
Leave me becomes leamy.
Leave me alone.
Let me becomes lemmy.
Let me have it.
Again, that's very popular in common pronunciation. Of becomes a.
He's sort of strange.
Old becomes ol.
There's the old church.
Or becomes
Do you like ice cream or candy?
Out of becomes outa.
Get out of here.
Probably becomes probably.
They'll probably come for dinner.
Should not have becomes shouldna.
You shouldn't have done that.
Some becomes hmm.
Want some breakfast?
Sure becomes sure.
Sure, I like chocolate.
Then becomes M or apostrophe M or E-M.
I like them a lot.
To becomes ta.
I don't know what to do now.
Want to becomes wanna.
I wanna go outside.
By the way, when followed by a vowel, wanna is commonly heard as wanu.
I want to avoid the subject.
What becomes wud.
What if we went to the movies?
What are you becomes whatcha.
What you doing?
What did you becomes whatcha.
What'd you buy?
What do you becomes what do you?
What are you doing?
What does becomes what's?
What's he do for a living?
What is the becomes what's a?
What's the matter?
Would not have becomes wouldna.
I wouldn't have done that if I were you.
You becomes ya, ja, or y apostrophe.
How are ya? Would you like some ice cream? If you ever need me, just call.
Why did you becomes why'ja?
Why'd you tell him to leave?
Why do you becomes why do you?
Why do you work so hard?
Okay, now you can begin to see why it can be so difficult to understand a native-born American if you're not familiar with these colloquialisms. Now, let's look at the practice on page 24. Practice commonly used contractions. Here's how that dialogue would actually be spoken by a native-born American. I just heard that Nancy and Dominic are going to have a baby. Is that great or what? Nancy said that Dominic was calm about it. How can he be so relaxed? He has a lot of control, that's for sure. What if she gives birth to twins? I don't know what they'd do. They'd probably move out of that house. Maybe they'll let me help him find something in my neighborhood. Now, here's something just for fun. However, it's still very important. On page 30, you'll notice a paragraph where we use nothing but initials. These initials are commonly used by any native-born American. When an American hears this paragraph spoken, these initials are actually heard as words. The same way when you look at a word, you don't see it letter by letter. You see the entire word. Now let's hear that paragraph spoken by a native-born American. And by the way, if another native-born American were to hear this paragraph in conversation, every word would be understood, although it may sound like nothing but a secret code at first. Let's listen.
Get a BLT and an OJ for the VP ASAP, okay? Then go pick up the TV and VCR and go borrow the PC from your father's CPA and the CD from your friend the DJ, the one with B-O. P-U. If you can't fit it all in your VW, then use my RV, but don't touch the CB. I really got PO'd at the last guy who drove my car, because he was wearing nothing but PJs. Then got a DUI from the CHP and ended up in the ER, in a hospital in L.A., hooked up to an IV. And that's no BS.
It's very important that you feel comfortable with the contractions that were learned in Lesson 1 because they will be used constantly throughout the remainder of the book and this tape. Again, this is a self-paced book, so take your time. You're not fighting the clock. Feel free to go back and listen to Lesson 1 again and then continue on to Lesson 2. I'll still be here.